Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Michael of the Odin Viking Show. And this is what we have here for today. What are we selling today? 2010 Chevrolet Camaro diecast 1/24 scale by Maisto for $43.99. Shipping and handling is $17. That's the shipping and handling fee of $17. If you want to save the shipping and handling fee, you can come pick it up. And now we're going to discuss a little bit of the Chevy Camaro and what I think about it. I think it was a great thing for GM to return it. There's a lot of things they did wrong, but this one they did right. And as soon as they came out with the design, I knew that thing was a hit. The Camaro, the name, it had a name, it had substance, it looked good. It was very presentable when it appeared in 2010. And also as a show car previously before then. The thing that I got to say, I love the design from 2010 to 2014. I don't like the new design, the 2015. The taillights, they're not nice enough like they used to be before. It had more of a substance. I would say it looked better in my taste, but definitely the 2015 of the front of the vehicle looks better. Also, you'll have the Z28, the ZL1 edition, ZSS. Those are the Camaros I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the six-cylinder. In my opinion, the six-cylinder is irrelevant. And to me, to be honest with you, I would not get the six-cylinder and pay almost $30,000 where I can get something of more substance for a little more money. And now we're going to go into saying what Joaquim Obama is not my favorite president or even any kind of president, in my opinion. I think he's useless as a tit on a bull, to be honest with you. And I'm going to say this, that, you know, there's a lot of people that are not going to agree with me. Some people will agree with me. But this is the bottom line. You're bailing out GM and Chrysler. You select the task force. You're responsible for the outcome of all the results. You can't say, well, I hired him and he was supposed to do it. No. You know who you hire. If you're not sure, you don't hire them. And then you hire somebody else. So, you know, Obama's to blame. And why is it to blame? Well, Pontiac was the second best-selling brand to Chevy. And it's popular. And I see more Pontiacs than I do Buick GMCs and almost every other division except Chevy out there. Even now, even after all these years that it hasn't been produced, I see them more than Buicks and GMCs. In my opinion, you should have killed GMC and Buick, regardless, with Pontiac or without Pontiac. But saving those two and killing Pontiac, obviously, your president wanted to see GM fail. That's the way I see it. And also, I would like to say that after 6 months, after you bailed those companies out, the clunker bill came out. Why don't you apply for Ford, GM, and Chrysler? Because Chrysler at that time wasn't even owned by Fiat. It was an American company, and it should have been used for the American people, and it would have been the right thing to do. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. Bailing out those two companies, I agree with it. I don't want to see a lot of people lose jobs. That's not a good way of running the country. But let's say, you know, you bail them out, regardless of how it went. And now that they're doing well and they got IPOs and all that stuff, whose money did you bail out with? Did Obama take it out of his pocket and bail them out? No. He took it out of taxpayers' money. That means you're a taxpayer. You paid for it. How about all the profits and all that is happening? We should be cut in on some of those production numbers to help stimulate the economy. After all, taxpayers' money. You bailed out that company. They paid you back. What about paying back the taxpayer where you got the money from? I mean, that's the only fair thing to do, right? And you have people who are now buying things, stimulating the economy. That's how you stimulate the economy. Not the way Obama does it, picks these half-assed people just to cut. Before you cut, you got to know what the fuck you're cutting. Obama doesn't know what the hell he's doing. You know, you should say Pontiac, close down Buick and GMC. You want to sell it in China? Sell it in China. What the fuck do we need it here for? You know, that's the way I believe. That's the way a country should be run. Everybody has to benefit from something. And do it the legal and the right way, not by corruption, which we all know. There's a new scandal every single day with Obama. I mean, it's not even news anymore. It's just hilarious how stupid it is. But now we're going to jump to another subject. We're expecting another snowstorm here. And I'm going to go and check some weather out so I can see what's going on over here. Let's see. The thing for today, I'm going by the hourly weather over here. I'm pulling up my phone over here. Winter storm advisory. Winter storm warning in effect from 7 p.m. until Thursday, 7 p.m. from the National Weather Service. So it looks like it's going to start raining around now. That's what they're saying. It's going to rain at 3. It's going to stop raining at 4. It's going to start raining again at 5, all the way to 1 a.m. And besides that, probably tomorrow morning, the weather is going to be below 32, so all that water is going to get frozen. That's going to be great. It's going to be a great commute. But besides that, this is what we have here. And I just wanted to let you guys know that if we're going to try to do this show as much as I can. Sometimes, you know, due to the time limit, I can't do it. But most likely we'll be doing it every Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday and Sunday. But this weekend we're not doing it because we have other obligations that we have to attend to. But we'll be doing it more and more often. And I got some music to play for you guys.
Yeah. Кто-то мил на меня, ты больно сердишься. Но подумай, монашка не жила. В этом мире как умеешь, так и вертишься. И не думай, что всегда тебя ждала. И не надо меня мучить подозрениями. Ты мне лучше, что красивой скажи. И давай с тобой устроим день рождения моей маленькой, но все-таки души. Всем мы бабы серой, милый Бог с тобой, каждый тон не серый, вот у нас второй. Всем мы бабы серой, милый Бог с тобой, каждый тон не серый, вот у нас второй. Но уж если мы с тобой повстречались, я на прошлом, на своем поставлю крест. И хочу, чтоб в церкви мы с тобой венчались, и чтоб я была не худшей из невест. И не надо меня мучить подозрениями. Ты мне лучше, что красивая, скажи. И давай с тобой устроим день рождения моей маленькой, но все-таки души. Все мы бабы серые, милый Бог с тобой, каждый тон не серый, вот у нас второй. Все мы бабы серые, милый Бог с тобой, каждый тон не серый, вот у нас второй. Девчонки!
Когда-то к нам пришла первая любовь, до зари с гитарами пели пацаны. Снились нам красивые и цветные сны. Сны про нашу улицу, школу и кино. Вроде все недавно, вроде бы давно, а по переулочкам догадались я. И все чаще вспоминаю наших всех ребят. А на Таганке танцевала я чечеточку, а на Полянке сделала себе причесочку, а на Ордынке познакомилась я с Сашей. И в тот же день рассталась с другом своим Сашей. А на Ордынке познакомилась я с Пашей, и в тот же день рассталась с другом своим Сашей. теперь все по-другому. В жизни кто куда. Жить спешим, торопимся, словом суета. Но глаза закрою и спешу скорее на свидание с юностью, с юностью своей. Она тогда, где танцевала я чечеточку, а на полянке сделала себе причесочку, а на Ордынке познакомилась я с Сашей, и в тот же день рассталась с другом своим Сашей. А на Ордынке познакомилась я с Сашей, и в тот же день рассталась с другом своим Сашей. Улочки московские вспоминаю вновь, как когда-то к нам пришла первая любовь. До зари с гитарами пели пацаны, снились нам красивые и цветные сны. А на Таганке танцевала я чечеточку, а на полянке сделала себе причесочку, а на Ордынке познакомилась я с Сашей, и в тот же день рассталась с другом своим Сашей. А на Ордынке познакомилась я с Сашей, и в тот же день рассталась с другом своим Сашей. черный шаль утрачен.